Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk, CEO of the PeopleStack, career coach for tech managers. We help tech managers build your dream careers. And I have my glasses off today for those of you who are watching on YouTube, because that's why. I have a ring light that I'm playing with, and when I put my glasses on, all you can see, all that you're really kind of paying attention to is this ring light in my glasses. I think there's a way to take care of it. Like if I put my glasses down a little bit, then you can't really see it as much. But you know what? I'm just going to leave my glasses off for this one because I can see clearly anyway. The glasses just make me see even more clearly. And the theme of the week is massive celebrations. And I want to turn it on its head a little bit and look at it in a slightly different way on this episode. So in the last episode, we talked about some massive celebrations that our clients are celebrating right now, some massive achievements that our clients are creating in their careers right now, including one of our clients who just landed an offer. He just got an offer. He's working on negotiating it actually as we speak. But basically when all was said and done, it amounted to about a 46%. These are tech managers we work with. We're very precise. A 46% raise from what he was earning before. He was on the job market, landed a new job, which is actually a promotion for him as well. And a massive raise. So massive amounts of abundance, tidal waves of abundance are heading his way. And every single day we have clients who celebrate wins that maybe they're not always that big of a tidal wave, but they can feel that much, you know, especially when you've been underpaid and underrecognized for year after year after year after year. For our clients who are celebrating 20% raises, 25% raises, or finally getting that promotion or that title bump or that bonus that they have not been able to get, and finally they have, our clients celebrate every single day, the big wins, the small wins. There's no such thing as a small win, actually, in the PeopleStack world, because they all stack up on one another. So we're celebrating that this week, just like we do every week, and putting even more of a finer point on it this week. But what I'd like to do is turn this on its head. And, you know, I talked about on the last episode, what were the keys, what were the shifts that our clients made to really make that possible. So definitely check that out. And so I talked about what to do. And this episode, I want to talk about what not to do. I want to talk about the knives of doubt. The knives of doubt that you are inflicting upon yourself, upon your career, upon the possibilities, and all of those possibilities just, it's bleeding out every single time you doubt. Every single time you doubt yourself, every single time you doubt what's possible in your career and in your life. Those knives of doubt are extremely painful. They're extremely, they're devastating to you and to your career. But the thing is, those knives, they can be sneaky. And we don't always realize that we're doing that to ourselves. We don't realize that we're stabbing ourselves in the gut, in the neck, in all of those places that are just vulnerable to bleeding out in a massive way. we don't realize we're doing it because we get so used to it. We get conditioned to living a life and approaching our career and approaching the way that we lead from a place of doubt and uncertainty. And I'm not sure that's right. And not wanting to take risks. I was actually just talking to a client recently, and I want to give you an example of how this shows up and what I mean by how it can be sneaky. I was talking to a client recently who's wanting to make the decision about whether to stay or to go. Do I stay at my current job and do the best that I can to get that raise? And actually, now that I think about it, I'm thinking about this one particular client, but this is actually really common for our clients. So if you're struggling with this problem right now, trust me, it is actually really common. Do I stay or do I go? It's the question. Do I fight to get the promotion, to get the raise, to get the recognition where I currently am, or do I go out on the job market? And he hasn't decided yet. And he wasn't aware of it, but he was stabbing himself with knives of doubt regarding the job market. You know, he was telling himself that it's really hard out there right now. And there's really not a lot of positions available out there right now, especially for senior tactical leaders. It feels a little bit dry out there right now. And I don't think I can do it. It's not going to work. If I go out on the job market, it's not going to work. I'm not going to get leads. I'm not going to get interviews. It's going to be all for nothing. It's not worth it. I don't want to do it. It's not going to work. But when I opened him up to, okay, that could be true, but what could also be true that you can kill it on the job market? And the reason that you're not killing it on the job market yet is that you haven't decided. And this has happened time and time again with so many of our clients. They're stabbing themselves with these knives of doubt, these knives of it's not possible, these knives of I can't do it, these knives of it's not going to work, these knives of I'm not confident enough, I'm not good enough, they're not going to recognize me, just like every other time. Every single time you tell yourself that you think that and that you feel that, you are stabbing yourself. And sometimes it takes someone like a coach, like a trusted mentor, to tell you that you're doing that to yourself because you don't even realize it. And what happens is that every single time you stab yourself with one of these knives of doubt, you're inflicting, you're harming yourself. You're cutting yourself. You're cutting into your psyche. You're cutting into your consciousness. You are cutting into who you are. You're breaking your own spirit by continually asking yourself these doubt-inducing questions. And you bleed and you bleed and you bleed. And because it's not real blood and it's not a real knife, it can be really easy to ignore. But I don't want you to ignore it anymore. Because if this keeps up, you're going to bleed out. There's going to be nothing left to you, to your confidence, to your ability as a technical leader, to your courage. There's going to be nothing left. Your spirit is going to be broken, and it's going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to fix it anymore, that you'll be a shell of yourself. And I don't want that for you. So pay attention. Pay attention to the doubt, to the knives of doubt that you are stabbing yourselves with. And look, I understand. Look, where this comes from, especially in a community of technical leaders, where it comes from, why you do that. You know, a lot of people ask, why do I do this to myself? That's a doubt-inducing question as well, by the way. Why do I do this to myself? The better question is, how can I show up? What questions can I ask instead so that I can show up as the best version of myself? But I get that there's this yearning for like, oh my God, I so see this right now. I so see how I'm doubting myself, and that is what is wreaking havoc on my career. It's why my career is in the toilet right now. I'm inflicting this on myself. Wow. Why am I doing this to myself? Well, number one, love yourself. Seriously, forgive yourself and focus on what's next, right? And also, where this comes from is that you've been conditioned to do it. You're a technical leader, right? There is a time for doubt. There is a time to ask questions and say, I wonder if this is going to work. I don't think this is going to work. Let's have a contingency plan. There is a time for risk assessment. There is a time for risk aversion. There is a time to say, you know what? I doubt that that's going to happen. And let's do it this way instead, because I want to prepare in advance for success, to protect ourselves, to plan in advance. There's a time for that. And honestly, there's lots of times for that in technical leadership, especially for those of you who work in really high stakes industries like healthcare, where a wrong decision can cost somebody's life. Yeah, there's a time for doubt there. There's a time for let's make sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed. For those of you who work in, you know, for example, security, right? There's a lot at risk there, because if you're wrong, the hackers win and people lose thousands and millions of dollars. Thousands of millions. Yes, that's an actual thing. People lose millions of dollars if you're wrong. But even if it's not as high stakes as that, and maybe you're in the consumer industry, maybe you're in the service industry, and if you're wrong, then that maybe you work for Zappos, and if you're wrong, that means somebody can't buy their shoes, and it's not as high stakes. But look, at the end of the day, it's still about, you want to serve your customers, you want to serve the clients, you want to build the best tech possible to create a better world for everyone, whether it's through healthcare or security, or consumer products, or anywhere in between. There's a time for that, and there's a place for that. There is no place for doubt and fear and uncertainty when it comes to creating your dream career. Because all that doubt is going to do is keep stabbing you, and you're going to keep bleeding out. And those questions, the questions that you're conditioned to ask yourself, I don't know if this is going to work. This doesn't feel right. I don't think I'm good enough. I think I need a contingency plan, A, B, C, D, E. All of those questions are not going to put you into a state, and they're not going to help you tap into the identity that is going to be necessary for you to build your dream career. Because your superhero self, your best version of you, that's the one that's going to build your dream career. And is asking doubt-inducing questions, is that something that your superhero does? Does your superhero doubt herself for a moment? No. When your superhero self is asked, are you ready? She says, I was born ready. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. That's what's necessary in order to build your dream career. That's what's necessary to finally get recognized for the value that you're adding. That's what's necessary so that you don't keep settling for mediocre. Stop stabbing yourself. Stop stabbing yourself with knives of doubt. Because if that keeps up, your career is going to be dead, bled out, gone, with no hope of resuscitation. But you know that it does not have to be that way, and that's why you're listening right now. You don't want that to happen. And what's ironic about this is that those doubt-inducing questions that you're asking yourself, that fear, that uncertainty that you're putting toward going on the job market right now or having that conversation with your boss to get that 20% raise, you're trying to plan, you're trying to create a better future for yourself, but in the process, you're actually creating a worse future for yourself. It's having the opposite effect because it means you're not showing up as that superhero, as that badass technical leader, as that badass confident technical leader. And if those attempts to try to plan, and in the process, you're just shedding doubt on the whole thing, and those attempts to try to plan, you're actually heading toward the worst case scenario that you're trying to avoid, which is a broken career, completely broken, unfixable, past the point of fixing, just throw it out, chuck it. So instead of asking yourself doubt-inducing questions, ask yourself certainty-inducing questions, abundance-inducing questions, joy-inducing questions. For so many of our clients, including the one that just got that offer for the 46% raise, for so many of our clients, that was not possible for them until they shifted gears, until they shifted their mindset away from doubt and fear and uncertainty towards certainty and joy and abundance. So instead of asking, is it really even possible for me to get a 46% raise? I'm not sure. I doubt it, but maybe. Is that even possible for, I don't know that I'm worth that. Is that going to happen? Geez, what can I do to plan to really make sure that that happens? Because I don't know if that can happen or not. I don't know why I just had a Canadian accent right there. I talk with lots of Canadians. Hats off to the Canadians. Love y'all. I'm sorry. Sorry. I can't do it. So I can't do the accent on cue. It just comes out when I'm on a roll. Anyway, instead of asking those doubt-inducing questions. Instead, when they got to the place where they knew it was inevitable, I'm going to get at least a 40% raise. That's what I deserve. It's inevitable. How do I show up to earn that 40% raise? How do I show up to interviews? How do I show up talking with recruiters? How do I show up during the negotiation so that I get that 40% raise? Because I know it's inevitable. It's just a question of when and who's going to give it to me. How awesome will it feel when I land that new hell yes job? What kind of dance will I do when I get that raise, when I get that promotion? That's certainty, abundance. Ooh, abundance-inducing questions. Ooh, you know what? 35% raise, absolutely possible. I wonder if 40% is possible. That's an abundance-inducing question. And the only way that you can have that certainty to ask these certainty-inducing questions, these abundance-inducing questions, these joy-inducing questions, is to really have the clarity and the certainty, because that's where that certainty comes from, is from inside, not from anything outside of you. That you know this is going to happen for sure. That the only way to lose is to quit. And right now, the reason that you don't feel that way is because you don't have help and you don't have a plan and you don't have a proven system. You may have an abundance of confidence in yourself. A lot of you don't, and that's part of what you need to work on. But even if you were to have 100% confidence in yourself, you don't have a plan and you don't have the help. So you're like, well, I have 100% confidence in myself. If it were just up to me, I'd already have that 40% raise. But there's all these external circumstances that I don't know. I can't control that. So having that plan and having that help to conquer whatever challenge comes your way, life challenge, health challenge, career challenge, whatever challenge comes your way, having that certainty that you can deal with it. That's where the certainty that, hell yeah, I'm going to earn that 40% raise. And here's how I'm going to show up to make that happen. Because the challenges are inevitable. The suffering is optional. Meaning, right now, you're stuck, you're suffering because of the external challenges, and that's where the doubt is coming from. It may be coming from yourself as well. And there's that double whammy. I don't have confidence in myself, and the world is going to shit right now, so no way can I earn that 40% raise. So it's like, that's a double whammy kind of a situation where it's like, you got to build your internal confidence and you would need help to do that because you can't think your way into building more confidence. You would have done it already if that's the way that it worked, right? You need help to do that. And you need help to conquer those external challenges, to conquer what's going on in the world. You need a proven system with world-class support to do that. And that's what we're here for. So if you're ready to put down, lay down those knives of doubt and replace it with tidal waves, beautiful tidal waves of abundance that you see coming towards you and that you know are inevitable. If you're ready to build your dream career in this way, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. So that link is going to bring you to our calendar. Go ahead and pick a time that works for you. It'll be in your calendar. It'll be in my team's calendar. And then what I want you to do in order to prepare for that call, number one, make sure that you show up free from distraction. So shut the door, let the kids know, let the husband know, anybody else, I'm going to be on a call for the next hour or so. And it's a really important call because it's about my career and it's going to help all of us live an even more abundant and joyous life together. So it's really important that I not be disturbed during this next hour. It's really important to me. So make sure you show up free from distraction. And really the only other thing, and it just takes a second to do this, it just takes a moment to do this, be ready to show up coachable and be ready to talk about what's not working in your career right now. And where you want to go, what dream that you want to create. We'll ask the questions. You don't need to answer those questions yet. We're going to ask them and we're going to guide you through. You just need to be ready to talk about that. That doesn't mean answer those questions yet. It means show up in a state of being coachable. Show up in a state where you are ready to get to the truth of how to build your dream career. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you, we will give you our expert recommendation and our expert advice and our expert custom tailored plan so that you can build your dream career. But really what this is about, whether or not we're 100% confident we can help you or not, and for the people who are not 100% confident that we can help, 99% of the time, it's just we're not 100% confident right now. Here's what we want you to work on in the meantime, and then we'll talk again. It's always just a matter of when. Because as long as you're committed, as long as you're coachable, you're going to build that dream career, and we want to help you do it. But sometimes people need to do a little bit more work up front before we can work with you. And so that's really all it is. And really, really what all this is it's a clarity call so that you can get 100% clarity around what's going on in your career right now. Because that's where the doubt is coming from. Because you don't have clarity yet on exactly what's not working and exactly where you want to go. So you're like, oh, this isn't going to work. I don't know is simply a state of doubt. Let's help you shift that to a state of certainty, a place of clarity, and a place of abundance and joy, because that's what we want for you. So go ahead, book that call right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. As long as you keep stabbing yourself with those knives of doubt, with those doubt-inducing questions, I don't know, I'm not good enough, is this going to work, I'm not sure, when it comes to your career, you're never going to create your dream. You have to shift them. That's what we're here to help with. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again really soon. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.